Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where you learn to identify, apply, and to pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family will not only just survive, but can thrive even during these very, very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome again, everyone. This is Bob Louder from Christian Financial Ministries, and it is an absolute honor to have you with us here again. It really is. Now, what's going to be in our agenda for our 30-minute time together today? Well, first, you are going to discover how our new weekly Financial Freedom God's Way radio seminar sessions are going to help you and your family. As you're going to see, our times together will be all about how you and your family can enjoy financial freedom God's way by learning, applying, and even passing on to others Bible-based financial principles and practical applications. Listen, my friend, prepare for a journey of discovery that is going to knock your socks off. It's going to be great, great times together. Then we're going to build a little bit on what the Lord is showing us about financial freedom by responding to a real-world question from a real-world person. Next, well, listen, if you want to watch some local high school sports, okay, then you need to beware of the latest sports streaming scams. Now, that ought to be something that gets our attention here as our schools and all of our sports programs start back up here this fall, right? And finally, well, finally, one of our favorite Christian authors and speakers, teachers, trainers, John Maxwell, is going to share with us his thoughts on the word accountability. So stay tuned, won't you? It's going to be a great time together with the Lord that you are not going to want to miss. And as a matter of fact, let's start as we always start, making sure that the Lord is the one that is driving our time together, okay? Let me open us with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for meeting with us and teaching us and challenging us again today. Will you please give us ears to hear and the faith to put into practice all that it is that you have planned for us today to your glory? In Jesus' name, amen. So, welcome back. Welcome back to week two of the Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar. And please, remember, listen, take notes, but if you are a note taker, it might be simpler for you just to listen and then go to our website to get a copy of the transcript. The website, www.christianfinancialministries.org, okay? Now, right off the bat, I have to tell you that this is going to be a fantastic time together. It really is. Because God is going to do an amazing work in your heart. You are about to begin a journey of discovery. And what the Holy Spirit is going to give you during this journey can absolutely, positively, and completely transform your entire spiritual and financial life. What you are going to hear is an adaptation of our premier seminar presented to a whole lot of folks in 30-some-odd countries all around the world for a whole number of years. Now, normally, you would see a whole bunch of PowerPoints and have a whole lot of note-taking tools, but that's not going to work for the radio seminar, right? So instead, like we just said, you can both re-listen to or you can read the transcript for each one of our seminar radio sessions together, and you can do that on our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. So I suggest you preferably tune in your spiritual ears and listen. Then you can go to the website to either re-listen or read the transcript. Now, again, what you are going to discover on this journey can absolutely, positively, and completely transform your entire spiritual and financial life. And that is going to be a great thing for you because you, my friend, you are a unique part of the body of Christ. Did you know that? Did you know, for example, that fewer than 10% of the body of Christ will ever step out and take the time to make the effort or even the sacrifice to learn and apply what God's Word has to say about how to handle money? Now, that means that more than 90% of the other folks in the body of Christ will sadly, they'll never be able to truly enjoy financial freedom God's way. But just because you are unique, well, that doesn't mean you're going to have it easy. Oh, no, 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 no. Listen, for example, if you are just getting started, if you are just getting started in your adult professional life, then you need to know that you are in for some tough financial times. As a matter of fact, the data shows that for every 100 people who start a career today, well, by the end of that career, only five or six are going to be financially independent. About 15 or so are going to have some money. And 80 out of 100 are either going to be dead, broke, or dependent on their family. So if you are just starting out, my friend, you are headed into some perilous financial times. But maybe that's not the case with you. Maybe you are not just starting out. Maybe you've been around the block once or twice. Now, if that's the case, then you already know that these are truly perilous financial times, right? I mean, for example, you have already seen that home values are starting to go down again. Foreclosures are starting to go up. You already know that many savings and retirement plans have been wiped out as the stock market and the value of the dollar continues to fall and fluctuate. You have seen vanishing credit and fluctuating gas prices. And you know that food prices are going up. I mean, some folks are having their hours and wages cut back while others lose their jobs. Well, they lose them altogether. There are more personal bankruptcies today than ever before. And perhaps you or someone you know, well, you're seeing your health care costs go up and maybe your benefits erode, maybe even vanish completely. You see, the bottom line is this. Whether you are just starting out or whether you've been around for a while, you are here right now, so you want to learn how to handle your money wisely and do it God's way, right? But again, remember, only about 5 to 6% of the folks are ever going to make it. Well, the good news for you is this. During our times together, you are going to see how you can become one of those 5 to 6% and how you can become a tool to help bring others along with you as well. You see, the Lord is going to show you how you can earn and give and save and spend more than you ever dreamed possible, and how you can do it in ways that are pleasing to God. Now listen, you are not only unique, you're truly an exception to the rule. Did you realize that? See, you are here, you're listening right now, and because you are listening, you are going to change. And that makes you an exception within the body of Christ, and that makes you an exception even in the world today. You are the exception, my friend. You are not the rule. How so? Well, because almost everyone wants to change, right? Some way, shape, form, or another, everybody wants to change. So what do they do? Well, most everyone will set some goals to change. But most of the time, those folks do not change. They do not follow through on their goals. Now, why is that? Well, because most people, most of the time, simply do not do what they know they need to do. They know that they need to do it, but they just simply don't do it. Why? Well, because doing and not doing is more a spiritual deal than anything else. It is a scriptural deal. You see, Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter 7, he says, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Paul goes on to say that basically, If you don't do what you know you should do, it's because there is sin in your life. You see, it is a spiritual deal. You see, if the spirit in you is comfortable with sin, then it is not the spirit from God. Listen, God is not leading you when you tolerate sin in yourself or in others around you. You see, everyone has good intentions, my friend, everyone. But you know what they say about the road paved with good intentions, right? Well, more often than not, when most people start off and they set out and they want to follow through on some goals, well, they likely end up taking a break and spending some quality time on that wonderful fantasy island called Someday Island. We call it Someday Isle. Someday Isle. Have you ever been there? Well, if you have, then you can look back and you can see that the Lord was not leading you when you ended up on Someday Isle. Because you ended up there, but you ended up there by saying something like, someday I'll read that book. Someday I'll start that exercise program. Someday I'll upgrade my skills so I can get a better job. Or someday I'll start to do all of the things that I know I need to do to move from where I am to where God wants me to be financially. Someday. And you know what? You know, those who keep the numbers tell us about 80% of our population live on Someday Isle most of the time. And while they're there, listen, while they're there on Someday Island, what do you suppose they do? Well, for the most part, I got to believe they sit around and they think and they dream and they fantasize about all of the things they are going to do and what it's going to be like someday. And what do you think? What do you think is the main topic of conversation on Someday Isle? I would submit excuses. Excuses. Everybody sits around all day long, and what they do is they swap excuses for being on Someday Isle. You see, they play the blame game. And listen, they learn to play it very well. Why? Well, because they truly believe everything is always somebody else's fault, especially particularly when it comes to the area of finances. Now, I know you've heard this. It's my parents' fault that I'm in this mess financially. It's my wife's fault. It's my husband's fault. It's the government's fault. Or even sadly, it's God's fault I'm in this financial mess. I mean, even the dog barks wrong in my house and it's somebody else's fault but mine, right? And by the way, you know what, Adam, like in Adam and Eve? Well, I got to believe that Adam had to have been the very first one to ever show up on Someday Isle. You see, Adam, he was the first, very first guy to play the blame game, right? You see, when Adam found out that he was in deep trouble with God, he looked at God and said something like, God, this woman you gave me did this. Sadly, Adam was the first to face his problems like a true man. He blamed his wife. And the fact is, from Adam down through all of time, people get to Someday Isle because their life is an endless litany of excuses. And do you know what we find? We find that there are basically only two different kinds of people, right? Only two different kinds of people. Those who make good and those who make excuses. You see, everyone on Someday Isle has the same disease. It's called excuse-itis. Excuse-itis. And this disease of excuse-itis is invariable fatal to success. Well, my friends, starting today, starting right now, you are going to learn to quit making excuses and start making good. You see, you are a child of God, And God does not manufacture junk, and He does not sponsor flops. Listen, you are going to learn to draw on a spiritual finance. You're going to learn to draw a spiritual and financial line in the sand and say, I am not compromising another day. I am not giving in one more time. Financial victory is going to be mine starting right now in the name of the living God. Listen, you are going to quit looking at who's against you and start thinking about who is with you. You see, my friend, God wants to make a difference in your life, including in your financial life. But a word of warning here, listen to me. To achieve something that you have never achieved before, you may have to learn and practice qualities and skills that you have never had before. During our time together, you are going to learn essential biblical financial principles required for you to prayerfully build your personal financial character and your personal financial personality. Now, do you know what God is calling you to do today? Or better yet, do you know one of the many things, one of the many things that you are going to be able to do during and after our times together? My friend, God is going to spiritually and financially equip you to vote yourself off someday aisle once and for all. No more excuses. Listen, losers make excuses. Winners in Christ make progress. During our time together, you are going to make some serious spiritual and financial progress. During our times together, you are going to learn what God has to say about how you are to take care of, how you are to best manage the material areas of your life, and you are going to learn to do it in ways that are pleasing to Him. Now, how are you going to do all of that? By prayerfully learning to blend the spiritual and the financial in ways you may never have experienced before. For example, let me give you some examples of what you're going to discover. You will not only learn to combine key biblical financial principles along with some critical scriptural applications, you are also going to take a good look at some Jewish history and some Jewish word pictures. You're going to learn some Greek. You're going to hear some true stories about challenges and lessons learned. You are going to have some fun, and you're even going to learn to meet Rex, our Roman soldier friend, and see what in the world God's spiritual armor has to do with your personal finances. And along the way, you're also going to pick up some hints on how to live with a whole lot less stress around your house. Now, any of you out there need a hint or two on how to live with a whole lot less financial anxiety and stress around the house? Well, then you are at the right place at the right time to start down your personal road to financial freedom God's way. But listen, you are going to start this journey. You're going to start this journey in a way that I know that you do not expect. During our upcoming radio sessions together, you are going to take an aerial view of God's perspective on money and financial material management. And again, it's going to be a view that you will likely have never seen before. You are going to consider the three questions. Listen, three questions that God asks of anyone who ever chooses to love and serve Him, who chooses to make a material and a financial difference in the kingdom of God. You are going to see how He asked these three questions to folks in Bible times and how He is asking these same three financial questions to you today. Then to give you a feel of where you're going and how we're going to get there, we'll talk about a quick overview of the complete Financial Freedom God's Way series. So your next several sessions are going to serve as a foundation for all of our times together, my friend. Are you ready? Great. Again, welcome, and remember, be back next week. Okay, let's see, how are we doing on time? Well, it looks like we have time to respond to one question. Let's see. Here's a good one. Our church teaches that the entire tithe should go to the local church. What does the Bible say? Good question. We get it all the time. And I respond this way. First of all, in the Old Testament book of Malachi, we are told that God wants us to direct our entire tithe into the storehouse. So I got to believe it's necessary that we compare the Old Testament storehouse to the New Testament church, all right? Now the Old Testament, we can read in God's Word, we find that the Old Testament storehouse had four different functions, okay? Four functions, Old Testament storehouse. Number one was to feed the tribe of Levi and the priests of Aaron. Now to me, this would be roughly equivalent to our pastors and church staff members today. Number two, storehouse was to feed the prophets. Now, a prophet in the Old Testament was not necessarily somebody who could foretell the future, but somebody who would foretell the truth, okay? Now, today this would point to perhaps our missionaries and our evangelists. Number three, the storehouse was used to feed the Hebrew widows and orphans living within the city. Now, today that would be roughly equivalent to the widows and orphans and invalids in our local churches. And then number four, in addition, a special tithe was taken every third year to feed the widows and orphans of the Gentiles living in and around the Hebrew city. Now, this ought to equate to the unsaved folks surrounding our local churches. Now, a lot of information. Here's the point. Many churches serve the Old Testament, the fourfold function of the Old Testament storehouse. Yes, they do. But others do not. The question is, does yours? Do you know? If you don't know, I suggest you prayerfully and humbly ask. Your decision has got to be based on your church's obedience to God's word. And if a local church does not accept the responsibility of being the storehouse, well, then I got to believe believers must help ensure that that fourfold function is accomplished through some other means. So that's a great question. All right, then. Well, it is time for yet another scam alert from the Better Business Bureau. First, let me set a little bit of background into place for you. As you know, during the COVID-19 restrictions, many schools started streaming their football and baseball and other games online. Now, unfortunately, scams followed, okay? Scammers try to capture personal information, including credit card and social security numbers, as fans log in to watch their teams play. For example, here's how the most recent scam works. You want to watch the local high school football team game, or you want to follow your niece's travel softball team, right? So what you do is you search the internet media and you find a link where the game might be streamed. And sure enough, a fan has put in a link where you can go and watch it for free. It's almost time for the game to start. And so you eagerly click that link. Now, the next screen asks you to sign up for the streaming service. Okay. So you enter your name and your email address, and then you get asked for a credit card number and potentially more sensitive information. Are you beginning to see some red flags yet? Well, these scammers infiltrate social media with links to fake streams. The posts will often tag the schools which are involved in order to make the post appear legitimate. Now, the scammers hope that the would-be viewer inputs their information and pays to watch the event. And the consumer doesn't get to watch the game because, well, the scammer has not set up the stream. Instead, whatever data they entered may be compromised. Oh, that's an ugly scam. So that's how the scam works. Now, what can you do to protect yourself? Well, do your research ahead of time. If you come across a website you haven't dealt with before, research it before entering any information. Okay, look for reviews and feedback from previous customers. That's number one. Number two, make online purchases always with your credit card, not your debit card. Okay, not an online check. Fraudulent charges on a credit card can usually be disputed, whereas that might not be the case for other payment methods you might use, okay? Number three, check the site's security settings. I mean, if the site is secure, its URL or its web address should start with HTTPS. That's Hotel Tango Tango Papa Sierra, okay? If you see a picture of a small closed lock on the screen's lower right-hand corner, that's okay too. All right, number four, be cautious. Clicking on links included in social media posts, unsolicited text messages, or emails. I'm telling you, clicking on unfamiliar links can get you into trouble quickly. Okay? Scam alert, just don't get involved. Be smart ahead of time. So, another great time together with your seminar, a great question to respond to, and a scam to stay away from. Now let's hear from Christian leadership author and speaker and teacher and trainer and coach John Maxwell as he shares his thoughts on the word accountability.
Our team member Sterling from Harvey, Louisiana said, John, would you talk about accountability on Minute with Maxwell today? And Sterling, I'm glad to do that. I think that this is a word that we don't like, but I think it is an essential word for our success. There's a tendency for us to kind of judge our life by our intention and judge other people's lives by their actions. I mean, we just kind of do that. Well, I know I didn't do that, but I intend to do that a little bit later. Intentions kind of give us excuses for perhaps procrastination or delay. But when we are accountable to someone, when we know that we have to answer for our actions or we have to answer for our intentions, the moment that we realize that we have to be responsible to someone for what we have done, we begin to up our game as far as production and success. I would encourage you, the most important accountability isn't someone else that I'm accountable to, but it's personal accountability, me making myself accountable to do what I should do. I think that's very essential. I have a wonderful friend who swims an hour a day, and we were talking about it one day, and he said, really, I swim an hour and 3 minutes every day. And I said, well, tell me about that. He said, well, my goal is an hour, but I always want to do a little bit more than my goal. He said, 3 extra minutes just says I'm doing my work but also increasing and doing a little bit more. Now, he was accountable to himself. You show me a person that's accountable to themselves, and I will show you a person that won't mind being accountable to other people either. But if you can do personal accountability first, you have gone a long way on the road to success. Thanks for joining me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Wow, what a great lesson. We are to be accountable to ourselves for our results. Now, it takes commitment, responsibility, and determination to go after our goals and dreams. Yes, it does. But John says that we should also choose to do just a little extra every day. And when we do, begin to watch how far we go. Thank you, John Maxwell. And that wraps up our time together today. But listen, before we go, I want to remind you again that this fall we are going to be offering our How to Raise Money-Wise Children God's Way and our New Widowhood, What to Do Before and After. We're going to be offering these seminars and workshops at our ministry location in Hiwassee. However, if you would like us to bring either or both of these complimentary no-charge seminars to your church, all you got to do is give me a call at 678-386-2640. That's 678-386-2640. And one other quick reminder, you can re-listen to or read a transcript of this program on our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. Now, let's close as we always do, and that's with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for bringing us together and teaching us again today and for each of the days yet to come, all to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, won't you? And we're going to see you next time as we continue down your personal road to financial freedom, God's way.